Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Keeping an eye on this deal down in Mexico. Looks like they're having trouble in Tijuana. The people that just want to come pick fruit are turning violent.
Yeah, what we have is a whole bunch of people that are, how do we say, rude and crude and probably would beat up or commit violence anytime they want. And this is all part of a plan. Before we really get going, though, I'd like to get into some housekeeping notes. Don't forget to visit both Lightgate Blogger and Night Shadows Radio. That's where we put up our stuff. If we're doing a show, and approximately what it'll be about. And, of course, that always can change with things happening as fast as they do. And remember, we actually are being shadow banned. Not everything gets through nowadays, so you really have to go back. It's Lightgate Blogger and Night Shadows Radio. And you can also join our Night Shadows Radio membership site. And on there, you'll get a lot of information. You get a free Prophetic Insiders, which are issued basically monthly. Twilight Magazine, issued monthly, keep you up to date on all the news. It's very hard to find. Many past issues are there. We have video, and we have audio, and we have news, and it's kept up to date. It's $9.95 a month, and it helps the ministry, of course. And there's no obligation. You can quit anytime. And then we also have our Angel Fall 923 YouTube channel with a bunch of free documentaries. And especially if you don't believe that America's Babylon, watch Why America is Babylon. That's a two-hour documentary. If you want to know what the UFO enigma is and it's solved, we know exactly what's going on with it. You watch the UFO Gateway to Hell series, and that's free as well. If you want to know what's going on around Mars or on Mars and what it has to do with probably our future, you might want to watch Project Red Star. That's also free, and proving that we are on Mars and actually have been for quite some time, as well as we're on the moon and who knows where else. And we've been having our secret anti-gravity craft such as the TR-3Bs for quite some time. Russian Cosmospheres have been operating. Basically, that's about it for housekeeping. Just as a side note, the UFO flap is accelerating all over the world. That, of course, is always connected to bad omens for Israel. And I often wondered if the UFO flaps that we see that are basically lights in the sky are not maybe an overspill of spiritual warfare that's going on behind the scenes that's kind of slipping over into our dimension. What do you think about that, Larry? Do you think that's a possibility, that what we're watching sometimes when it comes to Israel is a spiritual warfare that's coming, kind of flipping over into our dimension from time to time?
Yeah, spiritual warfare that they don't want you to know about, and they certainly don't want you to connect to Israel, because remember the book Return of the Giants by Barry Chamish? I mean, all hell broke loose after he wrote that book and recorded some documentaries about Israel and UFOs.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, there's just tons of stuff going on over there, and I want to get into some of the news, and we want to talk about North Korea. And then I wanted to read part of my latest blog, because I want to I want everybody to really listen carefully to what's going on, because what we're watching here is a sham operation. It's a play. It's put on by the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call them, the elite, the world rulers. And it's just a scam. It's for our consumption. It's for our entertainment, much like the movies, TV, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, I want to just quote from a little bit of it. You will often hear that the Democrats / communists far left simply want the votes, as most insurgents will vote Democrat. Always remember, however, we have a one-party system with two heads. This one-party system is a globalist-orientated system that has been set up long ago to bring in a satanic one-world government. And at the head of this system would sit Antichrist. That's the goal. It only appears that these two heads fight and yell and scream at each other. It may appear that they are locked into a death struggle, but it only appears that way. It is for your consumption. It's a ploy, and it has been working very well for many, many years. And if something works, of course, you know what the saying is, you don't fix it. Why should they fix it? It's working fine. It has worked for centuries, basically. don't forget that they have done research, extensive research, on the human brain, the human mind, and what they can do to manipulate people to do what they want. It's a kind of a form of mind control, basically, is what it is. And it's very real. It works. So they're not going to fix it. They're going to keep going with it. Been doing this for years and years. Daniel chapter 7 makes it very clear that the United Nations is the last and final beast power that will rule the world. It matters little if it rules from New York City, Jerusalem, or wherever, because this is all timed as Israel rises up so that they can crown their sovereign, Antichrist, and for their time of Jacob's trouble, because that's what they get into for doing that very thing. The United Nations and their Agenda 21/30/50 is for the world takeover. It is the United Nations and their immigration policies that have all but destroyed the nations of Europe, and very soon now America. It is on purpose. It is designed to compromise, destabilize, and then destroy the nation-state system in order to bring in their UN global government. Of course, the Masonic motto of Ordo Ab Kael gives you the clue as to what is coming next. All one must do, really, is reread State Department document 7277 to figure that one out, but you usually don't hear any words concerning that one either, like Psalm 2. It's redacted. It doesn't exist, I guess. However, the border situation, where you listen to the TV pundits, talking heads, to radio people like Hannity or TV, all of these guys like Rush Limbaugh, you never hear them, not once, ever, refer to the Bible. Because if they would, then the people would wake up and know what's really going on. It is God himself who has opened the borders to America Babylon. It's not Bush, Clinton, Obama, or even Trump. It's God himself. Well, why has he done that? Because Babylon the Great is under judgment for Christ rejection. And that includes probably 90% or more of the Christians. America and its Christians are actually mocking God and his son. They don't even realize it, of course. These are not real Christians, according to the Bible. They only claim Jesus Christ is their Messiah but they refuse and redact everything Jesus told them to do. And because of that, they're under judgment. Remember what it says, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. But what did Jesus say through the Old Testament prophets about this border situation and the invasion we're all facing? Jeremiah 51, verse 14. The Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. It's God doing this. It's not our leaders. He's using our leaders to do it, but behind that is the Lord himself as part of the judgment that's coming upon America. They have been infiltrating, by the way, and I think Larry knows this, for years. Literally years they've been coming across our borders, and people have wondered, well, why are we doing this? Why are we allowing this? Well, we're going to allow it because God wants it done as part of his judgment against the American people. Don't think for a minute we're not going to pay a horrible price for all of this. Isaiah 47, we got into some of that. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks, make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Notice we have a Statue of Liberty that's a lady sitting in New York Harbor. I don't want to get into that. That's extensive, but it's Masonic to the core. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them unto thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. And thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thine heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am, and none else is beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. These two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children, widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge has perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee, and thou shalt not know from whence it rises, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. So what we're being told here is that America is just very suddenly, and without much warning, there is going to be a call for the people that are already embedded in here and those coming across the border right now to rise up and give a shout or rise up and cause great mischief to bring us down. And I wanted to get in a little bit here, Larry, with the protocols. I want to read a couple of them that really make sense as to what's going on, specifically the United Nations. They don't call it a United Nations. This is what they say. And remember that it is the United Nations that is the international organization that's creating all these international laws that supersede all national laws. quoting from them, our international rights will then wipe out national rights in the proper sense of right and will rule the nations precisely as the civil law of states rule the relations of their subjects among themselves. So what they're talking about here is the rise of a super national government. Now, it's very, very interesting who's behind all this, and I don't want to get into a whole lot of that, except Isaiah 26:17 gives you a great, great clue as to what's really going on behind the scenes. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so we have been, now this is Israel, so we have been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. That interesting wording. 19, thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out her dead. This is all connected to the resurrection of the dead. Now, as far as the protocols, they have a deal where they want to put a king in to rule this global government that they attempt to set up, which, of course, in what I just read you, they attempt it, but it doesn't work the way they thought it would. When the hour strikes for our sovereign Lord of all the world to be crowned, it is these same hands which will sweep away everything that might be a hindrance thereof. The intensification of armaments, the increase of police forces, are all essential for the completion of the aforementioned plans. What we have to get at is that this should be all the states of the world besides ourselves, only the masses of the proletariat, a few millionaires devoted to our interests, police and soldiers. When we have at last definitely come into our kingdom, by the aid of the coup d'etat prepared for everywhere for one and the same day. So there they go. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. And we better prepare for it. And part of this is what's going on, what we're watching on the board. It's all a part of prophecy. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is pretty specific.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like what's going on today.
Yeah, the UN's behind a lot of this, and it's too bad. Now, there's a prophecy that you sent me a link to. I want to read that, get your comment on it. This is kind of scary stuff, actually. This is why I want people prepared. This is what is coming. I experienced an open vision while praying in the fall of 2006. I was sitting on my deck with my eyes closed. I sensed a presence sitting next to me on my left. When I opened my eyes to look, I could see an impression of someone sitting there. But when my eyes were wide open, I actually saw no one. I closed my eyes again and continued praying. That's when I was lifted up and was shown America's future. While praying, the Lord lifted me up high above the clouds. When I looked down, I saw North America. It was clear and colorful, like on a world globe. Then he said, look, daughter, see the destruction that will come. And I saw large pockets of smoke and fire all over North America, even Canada, but it did not cover the entire country. The pockets were spaced out. There was some land not touched by smoke and fire, but there was devastation in the midst of the smoky pockets. Then I saw large, giant-sized men rising up out of the smoke. They appeared to be soldiers, but they were not American soldiers. Their walk was almost mechanical, and they were wearing green army fatigues. Their faces were expressionless, and they held their rifles close to their chests, pointing up. They were marching across the land, gathering people. Then the Lord said, "This is why I want my people prepared. This is what is coming." I opened my eyes and stopped the vision because I was afraid of what I saw. What's your take on that, Larry?
Well, that could be interpreted a number of ways, but interestingly, these large men, we've had over and over, you know, it reminds me so much of some of the space missions that actually video captured large men involved with that, and people were speaking either hybrid or Nephilim-type individuals. So, you know, and you and I both have had dreams about large men or giants or beings that chased us.
Yes.
And we hid from them. And I know people think that's a little bizarre, but, you know, it's very interesting. And the sad thing is, Stuart, and you mentioned that earlier, you were talking and you said 90% of the church probably is not doing what it was called to do. And that reminded me so much of a recent, you know, experience, a dream that I had, where 90% of the church is to be replaced. And, of course, everybody will say, "Whoa, not so. That's just radical." Okay. But anyway, I think, Stuart, that we've come to a place where people are going to find out everywhere that they have not been prepared for the day we're about to find ourselves in.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not even sure one can totally prepare for something like this. This is going to be so strange, folks. So off the wall with demonic activities, weird sights in the skies, all kinds of things. And you may remember, speaking about these soldiers, they said they're expressionless. Well, it's like a zombie. And do you remember that the CDC and others were talking about zombies? And there was a, wasn't there World War Z, which was zombies, if
oh,
I recall
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
and
you have to ask
the
question
place,
why.
The only
Go
place,
ahead.
Dirk, that was the only place in the World War Z was that was protected from the zombies was Jerusalem, remember? Only Jerusalem because it had a wall, and then that failed.
Yes, at the end, that failed too. The only reason I bring that up, folks, is because of the expressionless of these. I don't know if any of you have seen the movies Universal Soldiers. I think there was one, two, or three of them. And they were super soldiers. And James Casbolt, whom I'm convinced probably got murdered for what he was revealing, talked about these super soldiers. He claims they already have them. And they're, I don't know if they're genetically modified so that they're much bigger, or whether, like Larry said, this is part of a Nephilim situation. And because we know there are, there's traffic, let's put it that way, between the moon, Mars, Earth, and who knows where else. And we also know that our government has been in league with and is cooperating with, let's word it that way, with so-called aliens. And we know that those aliens are, in fact, fallen angels, the ones that the Bible talks about, who will return. They fooled mankind once. All you got to do is go back and read all the ancient literature. They were convinced, mankind was, that these people were our benefactors, basically. Isn't that the way you'd word it, Larry, that they sort of seated us here, and then they come back and take care of us from time to time?
Yeah, that's really a classic movie called Prometheus promoted that idea. And by the way, Stuart, I'll just mention this. You know, we talk about the Mona Lisa from the moon.
Yes.
You talked about the moon. And what's interesting, something I haven't told people recently, you know, if you'll remember, after Mona Lisa was leaked out by a number of websites, you know, I had a dream about Mona Lisa. Well, recently I had another one. And in this dream, Mona Lisa was working around Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia. And remember Stan Deo about the ancient secret underground base in Saudi Arabia?
Yep. I do very well. In fact, he said that if anybody went around or by there, they'd simply be shot. It was kind of a top secret. He even found, before they erased it, he found it on Google, I think, Google Earth. And he had it up there for a while. And I guess if you get near there, you're done for. So I'm very, very curious about Saudi Arabia and what's going on over there. Not so much maybe about Salman. I noticed that the CIA has now said that he did it. He killed this guy or had him killed. Did you see that on Drudge? It was just posted a little bit ago.
Yeah, I saw that, Stuart, and matter of fact, Fox News was breaking headlines with it. And we're going to believe the CIA? Okay, let's do that. You know, I don't know if anybody ever watched Snowden, the movie. Probably not. But I don't know whether they actually watched some of the CIA leaking files and the Homeland, you know, the movie Homeland and the CIA revelations, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to believe the CIA, aren't we? The agency that's geared with bringing down nations. Now, what are we seeing with Salman and Saudi Arabia? We are seeing the deep state, CIA included, trying to disrupt a very convenient, if you will, coalition between Donald Trump, Mohammed bin Salman, and Bibi Netanyahu.
Yep, and they're going after Netanyahu now, too. And that may be, I want to get into that a little bit later, but speaking about Israel, it says Haley from the UN, U.S. to oppose the UN General Assembly call for Israel to return the Golan Heights to Syria. I mean, the UN just never, never quits on their attacks upon Israel. Now, a lot of people don't like Israel because they don't understand who Israel is and God's plan for Israel. If they understood what the Bible prophets had to say about Israel, yes, Israel is kind of a nasty, ugly nation. And yes, Israel's going to do some dastardly deeds before this is over. And yes, Israel will be condemned by the world. It's all in the biblical prophecies. Right now, Israel is the work, and God has approved it for his purpose. It's the work of the rich men and the occult. And the Orthodox Jews in Israel have nothing to say, really, about what's going on. Their calls for getting on the Temple Mount, their calls for the construction of the Third Temple, I guess, rest with maybe Donald Trump himself. Donald Trump is kind of a quagmire of different opposing things. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how he works his work and whether he finishes up what God has really put him in office for. I know a lot of people, of course, don't think God chose Trump, but obviously did. He says right in there, I choose the leaders. He does it through working with people and their votes. And oftentimes, in fact, I would have to say probably most of the time, he chooses leaders for the subjects that they deserve. And that may be a little bit harsh, but that's basically what the biblical narrative is that God picks the leaders. And even in America, with all the voting and stuff, he works his will. I can't say how he does it, but he does it. what do you think, Larry? This is going to get very, very interesting with the UN. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it appears, and a headline from Koenig today was, U.S. votes against a new U.N. resolution requiring Israel to withdraw from Golan Heights. Says the Israeli ambassador, Danny Dannon, remarked, the U.N. should deal with the Syrian civil war and leave Israel alone. Israel will not retreat. And, of course, you know, as you said, the U.N. is, they've got their plan, and they're trying to conform many nations to their U.N. One World Order plan. And because Donald Trump suddenly dropped in out of nowhere, pretty much, it's been disrupted. The U.N.'s plan is being disrupted. The New World Order is having problems. And, well, that's where we are.
Yeah. And in Israel, as long as we're kind of halfway into Israel, you know, there's one way that Bibi Netanyahu could maybe rescue himself, and that's going to war. What do you think? Because
well,
if he doesn't...
I think that the way, the one way you say that he could rescue himself is exactly what he is declining to do.
Yeah. So where does this go, do you think? I mean, maybe Lieberman or somebody like that take over? Then we would go to war. Then we'd have a major war.
Well, I think we're going to have a major war over there regardless, because I do think that instead of the peace process first, we're going to have the war first. And all the pieces are pretty much ready for a really, really big war. If we don't have one soon, it'll simply be because the Lord chooses to not use this time for that purpose. What has kind of disrupted this war is two things, and one of them is, and as a matter of fact, if you've been watching Salman in Saudi Arabia, he urged Israel to go to war. And, of course, he needs Israel to go to war because he wants to join Israel and attack Iran. That's
yes.
Actually, Israel is after Iran, and so is Trump, and so is Salman. But at the moment, they're having their own problems, and Trump's having trouble staying in office. Salman is having trouble in staying in the kingdom. And Netanyahu, now we find, is under major attack since Lieberman resigned, because of the Gaza ceasefire and the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And Netanyahu now is coming up on an election and has an unstable government. So we don't know where this is going.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It says hundreds of Israelis protest outside the IDF headquarters over the ceasefire with Gaza. They're highly incensed, I guess, of this ceasefire, rather than go in and clean up the mess and be done with it. Now, we know from Zephaniah that Israel is going to go in and is going to eliminate Gaza. Do you suppose that is, when that happens, that's what Henry Groover saw? And they went, all the nations went to Geneva and condemned Israel for this violent act of, I guess, they killed everybody. They just got rid of everybody.
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is the scenario that we suddenly find ourselves in America in, and I'd like your opinion on this one, because I want to raise this out just a little bit here. For the people that know Alex Cuppett, whether you believe him or whether you don't, he has a friend that seems to be prophetic and has had a number of experiences, including seeing a carrier group of the U.S. sunk. That hasn't mm-hmm. happened, but this brother Bob has had an experience which he claimed he was shown that, you know, if. Now, this seems to be the scenario, and I'm paraphrasing. This is not an exact quote. I did post it, but I don't have it in front of me. Brother Bob seemed to indicate that this caravan deal is a New World Order, a rich man plan, and they're sending in bad guys. And Brother Bob pretty much stated that either way it goes, it's going to be bad for the USA. Number one scenario is if Trump is completely stopped from stopping the caravans at the border and they actually make their way through into the USA, then there will be violence and chaos and troubles inside America. And that's part of the plan. But on the other hand, Brother Bob says, if Trump is able to somehow stop this invasion, if you will, and they've already proved these are a lot of bad guys. And a matter of fact, as the show started, I was watching videos and information coming out of Tijuana, Mexico, where these thousands were already there at the border, and they were literally fighting with the citizens of Tijuana. They were fighting the Mexican people. This is not good fruit pickers. This is the bad guys, which everybody on the left, the communist, Marxist, socialist people, want inside the USA. But the deal, Brother Bob said, was that if Trump actually stopped them and they set up their camps, that then America would have a Gaza on its own southern border, and the terror groups would associate and come into that place, and then we would have the same America-Gaza situation, south border, as Israel has had for a long time with Gaza, the Palestinians on its border. And you got to remember, this is, I want to balance this out, Stuart, because people have the conception wrong. The reason, there really are no Palestinians, I'll put it that way, okay? Where did the Palestinians come from? The king of Jordan, Abdullah's father, kicked them out because they were nothing but troublemakers. Troublemakers under Arafat. And they moved into the desert. The world gave them that area, I guess, around Israel there. And they set in, and there's been nothing but hell between Israel and the Palestinians, as they call themselves. And they want their own land, Palestine. But they are Jordanians that have been kicked out of their nation because they're no good. Well, boy, that's a racist comment, isn't it, Stuart?
Oh, well, you got to be politically correct these days, and the only way you can do that is just be silent. You know?
Or lie. You can lie like the left does.
Well, that's true. That's true. Anyway, here's something that kind of ties in with what you were just saying, that on the prophecy end of it, we know from Jeremiah that all these people come into America, take up residence, and when the call comes, whoever gives the call, they rise up. They cause all kinds of riots and mischief and burning and that sort of thing. And then we know that there are suitcase nukes in the United States brought in by Spetsnaz. Probably some of those might go off. I'm very suspicious of a lot of the forest fires that have occurred, not necessarily in California. I'd like to get into that if we have time. There's something very, very strange, once again, about those fires out there in California. But the other forest fires that are going on, it almost seems like it's a terrorist operation. It's so easy to start a fire in very dry conditions. And, literally you could burn most of America up. And so it makes you wonder. But here's a headline that kind of dovetails into this. This is from that ne'er-do-well Sorcher Fall, who nobody knows really who it is. I got my suspicions. It's FSB and that sort of thing, maybe even other intel agencies. So you have to be a little careful about what they say, but usually what they print is confirmed within maybe a week, maybe a month. You'll start to see other articles that confirm what was published. Anyway, this is the scary part, and I'd like your opinion on some of this, Larry, for sure. Top U.S. officials confirmed to Putin that Trump is preparing for a military takeover of the United States. A stunning new Security Council report circulating in the Kremlin states that President Putin's brief meeting with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton confirmed Russia's worst fears that President Trump is preparing for having the American military take over control of the United States, as according to these top U.S. officials, Trump's only oath of duty is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, a document called the Soul of America that is under withering attack by radical leftist forces that are trying to destroy Trump and whose threat against became dire after the 2018 midterm elections revealed America is in a cold civil war and is now a country fundamentally split in two with no real room for compromise. That's just the first paragraph. What is your comment on that, Larry?
Well, I can't see where that was a big stretch. Can you?
No, I don't. I think he probably will. Here's the problem with all of this. You preserve the Constitution of the United States by suspending it. You preserve the Bill of Rights by suspending it. I have to go back to the protocols where they said they would cause riots and mischief. They would then say to the people, we have to fix this. We have to fix this. We cannot allow this to continue. And so they declare martial law, which, of course, suspends all your rights. It's like you're being in the military. I was in the military. You don't have any rights when you're in the military. Well, you do have one right, to do what you're told. And that's about it. But anyway, if they do this, like the protocols claim that they want to do, what they claim is, now this is deep state. I'm not necessarily talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about deep state. Once this is done and martial law is declared, they claim they will never give back those rights. In other words, that sounds to me like Donald Trump is being put into a position where he, by deep state, this is global deep state that I kind of read to you, the protocols, that's who it is. It's global deep state forcing Trump into the position where he must declare martial law. I don't think he will not have any option once they get this thing rolling. What's your take? I mean, that's where I put it.
Well, my take, Stuart, on that, let's jump back into the past a little bit for just a minute. When Cyrus, and we know biblically, you know, you can read Isaiah 45. There's a number of places in the Bible that talks about Cyrus. And
yes,
we know that the Creator sent Cyrus to Babylon to free Israel, if you will.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into the big deal about it, but, you know, the number one priority of why the Creator sent Cyrus to Babylon was to, in other words, he took power over Babylon, and he literally released the people of God to go rebuild, okay? Go
yes.
do what God told them to do. Rebuild Jerusalem. Rebuild the walls. And that was priority one. Now, the second priority, which was not really that critical, apparently, in Creator's mind, was what did Cyrus do with Babylon? Well, number one, we find that Cyrus had lots of problems in Babylon historically, and Cyrus couldn't even go with the people of God. He wanted to kind of go and help them to rebuild, but he couldn't and had to send somebody else in his stead because
mm-hmm.
number one priority was Jerusalem. And so what do we have at the end of the story? Well, we have that Babylon, basically, ancient Babylon in you know, Iraq now,
mm-hmm.
Syria, you know, went there and conquered it. And there is no Babylon. What do we read about Babylon, ancient Babylon, we don't read anything. There's no government. There's no people, basically. There's nothing. So that's what happened. Now, if we again see a history repeated, what you're going to see, I believe, is number one priority is we've reached a pivot point back to Jerusalem. Donald Trump is working on that and having all kind of resistance, but he's doing it anyway.
Yep.
He's so busy at home, he really can't hardly go there and do it himself. He's having to send someone called Justin Kushner and Greenblatt and a few other people over there that's doing the work. But is he forced into, because the deep state will simply not relent and they don't want happening in Jerusalem what Donald Trump has set in motion, will they actually cause him, by trying to defeat him within the U.S. and Washington, D.C., to declare martial law to rule over them with a hard hand? And will this simply in the end bring completely down Mystery Babylon, if you will? As a friend of mine, Richard Coombs, who passed away, called it Babylon America.
Yes.
So I don't know, Stuart, it looks like we've got that. But I did want to mention this, get your opinion real quick, Stuart. You mentioned these strange fires that's going on and how all this trouble. And I'm seeing photos, I'm seeing images where steel is being melted. Listen,
yes,
sir, you and I both know that forest fires or trees on fire and brush on fire and grass on fire don't melt steel. Okay,
that's
where
right.
Did we have steel melted before? The Twin Towers. What do you think?
Yep. I think what's going on, I remember the movie Steven Seagal played in it, and people should get that movie and watch it because I think it's telling you a lot about what's going on that we're not really being told about. And what was the name of that? It was something about he had two movies.
Under Siege 2.
And they took over a satellite that was beaming down, I don't know if it was particle beam, laser beam, but if you look at those pictures, there's a sharp dividing line. A house will burn, but the trees beside it are perfectly perfectly okay. You can't have that in a major fire. There's a guy that's been he's a 30-year veteran of fires, and he put a video out on, I think it was YouTube, and he said, this is ridiculous. This is something else that we don't know about, that they're not telling us about. And the witnesses almost all say the same thing. It's quiet. It's peaceful. All of a sudden, you get this huge wind, and then everything ignites all at once. They had a picture of, I don't know if it was a Walmart, Target, or whatever, 100,000 square foot warehouse. Witnesses said it ignited totally, all at once, boom. Fires don't operate that way. However, particle beam, laser weapons, or some type of weapon we don't even know about, could obviously do something like that. I'm reminded of the thing in Book of Revelation, he maketh fire to come down out of heaven to deceive the human race. Now, we may be watching the preliminary testing of these kinds of weapons. We know for a fact we have weapons that are not out for the public whatsoever. You even had a vision of one of them out there by, I think it was by the moon. Other people have come forward and said, you know, they've got weapons we don't know anything about, basically, that they're working on in deep state. You got to remember that global deep state is running this whole thing. They have a plan. They're using the United Nations Agenda 21/30/50 to take over basically not only the United States, but the whole world at the same time if they can do it. Bible prophecy says they're going to do it. It just doesn't last very long, and the people behind it are going to wish they had never, ever been born, that they'd never opened their eyes on planet Earth because of what God's going to do to them because of what they did. Those who rise up against me and who destroy the earth. Now, when you first see that, you think about, well, we got, what, nuclear weapons? I suppose we could destroy the earth that way. We got Tesla technology, which is probably all part of this overall particle beam weapons, laser weapons, microwave weapons, et cetera, in which they actually could destroy the earth or threaten to. And I think that's what the book of Revelation is getting to. They use these weapons to force mankind to bow the knee and kiss the black boot. And if you won't do it, they simply destroy you. And that's what it looks like. Anyway, getting back to this report, according to this report, in a meeting earlier today with Vice President Pence and National Security Advisor Bolton before the East Asian Summit, a gravely concerned President Putin inquired of these top U.S. officials as to why the United States was repatriating massive amounts of military equipment and arms from Europe, and if this explained action was related to President Trump's mysteriously withdrawing from the world over the past week. And we brought stuff back from Norway, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we have all these reports of them going to the border down there. Well, obviously, it's not going to do anything. They don't use tanks against immigrants. What's the news on Venezuela?
Well, some new news that recently broke today was that it's now been reported that Hezbollah training camps are in Mexico, and they are moving up towards the border. These are Hezbollah terrorists, and they appear to be coming from Venezuela. If you'll remember, Stuart, there was Trump even mentioned he might have to invade Venezuela, and Venezuela
yes.
has become an absolute, if you will, camp of enemies of America because the Chinese are there, the Russians are there, there's a lot of Iranians and Syrians. I mean, hey, you know, people, you know, the American people are so ignorant. They don't even worry about masses of people coming up from South America and Central America when all along our greatest enemies are down there already.
Yes, I know. I don't know, Larry. It's just weird. But, part of this is a blindness that I think the Lord puts upon the American people for disobedience. He says, I'll pick their delusions. Well, the Lord has mind control of his own. You know, if he says, my hand is stretched out upon all the nations of the world, and I have a program, an agenda that I'm going to put in place. And he mocks the United Nations, and he said, well, who's going to stop me? Well, of course, the answer is no one's going to stop it. It's just like Psalm 2. I am going to put my son on the throne in Jerusalem, and you're not going to stop me from doing it. And if you try, well, woe on you. You're going to wish you'd never been born. And people forget the God factor, and particularly the big men, the elite men of the earth. They really do think that they can get away with this, that they can do what they want, and God has his own plan. And it just, to me, it's like CERN trying to penetrate God's kingdom through punching holes into his dimension. I can't think of anything more stupid. I mean, if Jesus himself, which is who, of course, is God himself, says, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning of the end. I know the end from the beginning. Well, that being true, he knows exactly what everybody's going to do. He knows what every nation is going to do. And, of course, that's why biblical prophecy is not prediction. It's history written in advance. And that's why you can count on it with 100% accuracy. God saw it because he's outside of time and space. He writes, he has his prophets write it all down. That's why Isaiah is 100% accurate. Daniel, 100% accurate. Jeremiah, 100% accurate. They're all accurate. No book on earth can boast that. But God says, I can. And I'm up here, and I don't see any other gods beside me. So the world, I guess, Larry, has to go under severe punishment to even comprehend there is a God, a singular God who created the whole thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Barry Rothman's stupidity virus. America, but the whole world, Stuart, is absolutely insane. They're still doing the same thing, expecting a different outcome, and it's just simply not going to happen. It's already been written down, and it all falls back on the Psalm 2 war, and they've just got the stupidity virus not accepting that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just too bad. Back to this article. When active duty U.S. Army Reserve military forces teamed up with the Arlington Heights, Illinois Police Department outside Chicago to conduct an urban war exercise, which is a violation of Posse Comitatus Act, forbidding U.S. military forces from conducting civilian police operations within the United States. Folks, I just want to remind you of Jade Helm operations. And remember, border closures can work both ways. If Trump is forced into doing martial law, and then they do away with Trump, and we have our good friend Barack Hussein Obama come to the throne, what do you think is going to happen to the American people? So, any last words, Larry? I think this is, we're on the edge of something. And remember, if we get through the rest of November and December without some false flag or some sort happening, I'll be amazed.
Yeah, and if we get through actually the January and Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, you got to remember, if they get rid of or something happens to Trump and Pence, Pelosi is president.
Yeah, that or Hillary, whoever. But here's a threat that Trump made, which may go into this martial law system. Trump said, he tweeted, "These people like Antifa, they better hope that the opposition to Antifa decides not to mobilize. Because if they do, they're much tougher, much stronger, potentially much more violent, and Antifa is going to be in big trouble." So there you go, folks. That's a direct threat from the President of the United States. And Antifa is nothing but a communist arm, just like the mainstream media is now a communist arm for a communist coup against the United States. Last word, Larry.
Well, Rome should have had a Donald Trump or a Cyrus, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, I think Trump's got more work to do, hopefully, and particularly when it comes to Israel. And obviously we know he's judgment upon America. And I'm hearing again that we got all these 50,000 arrest warrants, and we're going to see all these people taken down. However, I would remind everyone that George Soros, forgave Donald Trump something like a $300 million loan. And they are big buddies. They're all buddies together. And so we're going to have to watch this very, very carefully. It's a heads up. And we have to pray for our leaders as the Bible commands. And I guess basically I pray for that they come to a knowledge of the real truth, because hell awaits if they don't. And it's just too bad what we're watching and what's happening. And anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Heads up, And if something breaks, obviously Larry and I will be on here warning you. Again, visit our websites and Larry's to make sure that you don't miss a program, because we are being shadow banned. We don't know what gets out and what doesn't. Anyway, good night. Thanks for listening. Take care, everyone.